Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you listen to this podcast from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Welcome to the Personal Finance for Gen Zs. In this podcast, we're talking about everything that affects Gen Zs, ranging from their finances, their mindsets, to how they make decisions. I'm the host, Usnashia Kanibu, and I started this podcast to help other young persons like myself who want to have a strong start in life, who are scared of taking the wrong decisions, and who wants to become better. I release this podcast every Monday morning, so you can tune in on your way to work or your way to school and listen carefully to it to have a fresh Monday start. So let's dive. Hello everyone, it has been a minute. Welcome to the 20 Vision Killing It. I really am glad to have you here, and this is me saying hi to our new listeners, and this is me saying thank you to all the subscribers over the years. A big thank you to you for choosing to remain consistent, choosing to remain loyal to this podcast. And I try to release at least once every month. Yes, though I was aiming for every Monday, but from now I'll just be aiming for once every month because I have a lot of things to do. And yes, life updates. I'm a graduate. Yes, I recently graduated from law. Yes, I'm like a law graduate, but not a lawyer because I have to go to law school. Yes, so I wanted to share something very quick with you, which I find very, very interesting, and which I feel that you are going to benefit a whole lot from it. So let's have it. I'm going to be talking about the burden of ambitious people and what it takes to believe in yourself and many other things. But let me just start with, what does believing in yourself mean? Now, I came across a quote from the Humans of Bombay, and it goes like this. In quotes, because I believed in myself so stubbornly, the world had no other option than to believe in me. End quotes. Now, this is actually my MacBook screensaver. Yes, it appealed to me so much I had to make it my MacBook screensaver, right? And I'm often thinking about this. What does it take to believe in myself? What does it take to believe in yourself? The entire world goes like, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. But have you ever like slowed down and pressed pause to understand, what does believing in myself mean? The truth be told is that I've never really thought about it until recently I saw the quote, and it made me start asking questions. Now, the common concept of to believe in yourself means that you have the ability to be confident and proud of your abilities. But what if it goes beyond that? What if there is more to self-belief than just confidence in one's ability? Now, I'm going to invite you on an intellectual journey with me. Listen carefully. Let's have this. The first thing when it comes to believing in yourself is the ability to discipline yourself. People say that, oh, I believe in myself. They don't understand that the ability to discipline you is part of this believing in yourself. Show me a man who can control his spirits, and I will show you a man who will rule among kings. Believing in yourself means the ability to call yourself to order when you're fucking up. It means the ability to call yourself to book when you're misbehaving. It means the ability to sit down one-on-one with yourself and talk some sense into you. Personally, for me, believing in myself means being able to rule and control myself. The second thing when it comes to believing in yourself means doing whatever it takes. I'm saying it again for emphasis. Doing whatever it takes. No. I'm very, very impressed and I'm terrified of a man who can do whatever it takes. When you say, I am willing to do whatever it takes, it means you are willing to go over and beyond. It means you are willing to go the full distance plus the extra miles needed. You are not just leaving it to chance to blow the winds of opportunity to yourself. You are actively positioning yourself in luck's way, so you're going to be favored by luck. And you can check, you can scroll down my podcast to see where I talk about, when I spoke about the luck surface area and how it can be very helpful to you. Now, having a can-do attitude and a will-do attitude is very, very important to believing in yourself, because you are going to do whatever it takes. Now, the third thing when it comes to believing in yourself is this: ability to recognize one's flaws. In this world, people will tell you your flaws. That's not there. I'm not hearing, oh, what's that? You need to lose a lot of, you need to lose some weight. You need to rub some skincare. You need to, like, people will tell you your flaws, right? That's a given. But think about how much you grow, how much you seem superior when you're able to identify your flaws yourself and cut them off before someone else can nip them in the bud for you. It means the ability to critically do a self-introspection and come up with areas that need to change. When you're able to do this and more, you'll find yourself stubbornly believing in your ability to win, and life, the entire world, will be forced to give you opportunities to prove yourself. Our surroundings and the effect it has on our dreams. Now, the truth is that ambitious people need ambitious people to survive. That's a fact. You have to go all out to make sure that certain persons, certain ambitious people are your friends. Not because you are necessarily seeking opportunities from them at the moment, but that you need their spirit at the moment to influence yours. You need them to give you the ginger. You need them to give you the morale. You need them to influence you greatly. If you're someone who is very ambitious, I would advise you to hang out with the very ambitious people. Their lofty dreams will water yours and keep your dreams from dying off. On the other hand, when you do not associate with the ambitious people and choose instead to hang out with people who necessarily don't take life very seriously, your ambition, your lofty dreams will die off slowly. You will find yourself lonely, yet in the midst of people, because they don't share your zeal for life. You will find their complacency irritating. You will find their standards annoying. It seems they can be more, yet they choose not to be more, and that becomes very, very annoying. Most importantly, you will find that you resent yourself as you gradually slip into that lure of complacencies. On this note, I would advise you to find your tribe of ambitious people, people who are going to support you, people who are going to have your back, people who are not going to be willing to drop you off. Find your tribe, find those ambitious people and hang out with them. That's what you need. On this note, I would like to end the podcast here. I'll be coming back very, very soon with more content, so just stay glued to the page. And if you find this very, very helpful, kindly share it to people you know would benefit from it. People who are going to benefit from it and equally take action on it, right? So thank you. And I guess I gave you a brief life update, but let me just share a little bit as to how everything is going. So yes, I've graduated, and it seems being a graduate comes with so much responsibilities, and I'm trying my best to like give life my best shot. Yes, so this is me fighting hard, and this is me sending cheers to everyone who is fighting hard. Let us meet at the very top. Thank you very much, and bye.